This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Our Country Music Week continues with a concert of classic country songs by John Doe. As the co-founder of the LA-based band X, John Doe is one of the leading voices and songwriters of punk rock in the 70s and 80s. As our rock critic Ken Tucker has said, quote, "When John Doe started the band X in the 70s, his voice always stood out for its tunefulness, a high, lonesome tenor that could sing country and pop, as well as the harsher punk rock he and his then-wife Xene were producing," unquote. Last year, John Doe recorded an album called Country Club, featuring his versions of country music classics written by Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Roger Miller, and others, along with a few originals. When the album was released, he performed some of those songs on our show, backed up by two members of the band The Sadies, guitarist Travis Good and bass player Sean Dean, who are also featured on the album. We're going to listen back to that performance and interview. Well, welcome to Fresh Air. It's great to have you here. I'd like to start with asking you to play a song, and I have a request. Now and then there's a fool such as I, and do you want to say a few words about the song, John, before we hear it?
I heard it as a kid, for sure. And then somewhere in my mind there was a version, that was Hank Snow's version. Somewhere in my mind, Bob Dylan did a slower version of it. And I tried to find it, and all he did was the Elvis version, which is sort of rock and rolly, not good. And someday I'll find the Bob Dylan version of The Fool Such As I.
Unless you invented it and that version doesn't
really
exist.
Maybe I did. Maybe I just blended the two or something. I don't know.
Well, let's hear your version.
Okay.
Me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
That sounds great. Thank you for doing that. And that's John Doe singing and playing guitar, Travis Good on lead guitar, Sean Dean on bass, and it's a song called Country Club. John, how did you decide to do a country album?
Well, for the last 20 years maybe, people would say, oh, you should do a country record, and it always seemed like a snooze to me.
Because?
Well, because of my voice. It's a pleasant voice, not really crazy. You can't identify it like Janis Joplin or Bob Dylan or something. It's not this signature Macy Gray, like, wow, that's a crazy voice. Or even, you know, modern Nico Case or something. So with that in a Nashville sort of smooth backing, it's like, So, and the Sadies and I played together a festival in Canada, and I was like, this is what it should be.
Okay, here's my take on you singing country.
Yeah.
A lot of country is a kind of weepy singing because some of the songs are so sad about, like, tragic love, being an alcoholic, like all the horrible things that can happen to you. And I don't think you do weepy, but you have this kind of like desolate sound when you're singing some of these songs that really works.
Inside I'm weeping.
No, I love A Fool Such As I, and I sometimes think when I hear it, how different would the song be if it was A Fool Just Like Me? It just doesn't quite work the same.
Well, that's the beauty of country music, is it has this weird colloquial but sort of statesman prosaic. Like, I was thinking about, we do this song live, There Stands the Glass.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got to do a few bars of it. I was going to ask you to do it, but I figure, I don't necessarily know it.
All right. It's like, There Stands the Glass. It's like, that's a really weird sentence. It makes total sense, but it's like, aloft, the glass is before me. Drinketh me down the glass of beer.
Okay. Do a few bars.
Okay.
There stands the glass that'll ease all my pain, that'll settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass that'll hide all my fears, that'll drown all my tears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I'm wondering, do you think of me in my misery? There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim, till all my troubles grow dim. It's my first one today.
It's amazing about how a song about such misery can make me so happy.
Well,
loved hearing you. That was a great performance. I love what you did with the there. I mean, that's really so big. It was so great.
Well, Webb Pierce did a great version. I used to do it in higher key.
Right.
But had to accept that. And then Ted Hawkins did a great
version. Oh, I know
that
version too. It's a great version.
Where he would go like, and it'd be like a 5 minute there.
Yeah, he was just like homeless singer in California someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So when did you start listening to country music and liking it? I mean, did you ever just like write it off as something that you weren't about?
No. Because I'm a white man, and white men listen to country music. Over a long period of time, right? Heard country music early on as a kid. Folk music was like for kids back in the 60s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all drew a line in like 74 of like everything that was before that we put away. And then sometime in 81... we started getting George Jones records for 50 cents at thrift stores, right? And then had a long period of idolizing that and feeling as though that was more valid than what we did.
Really?
Sure.
Because why?
Because it has a history, because it's, you know, it's just bigger. It's bigger than rock music. It's bigger than punk rock, for sure. And so it took me a long time to realize that I was just fooling myself, and I wasn't, you know, I had no connection to Johnny Cash or George Jones. I was just this, you know, kid from Maryland and whatever, and I learned how to play music and punk rock and stuff like that. And then eventually got sick of it, sick of country music. You can't listen to the same songs over and over and over. And then just recently felt like, well, this is different. This is more like a Bakersfield sound, which is harder, and these guys do know bluegrass really well, and so has a good combination.
We'll get back to our concert and interview with John Doe after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to John Doe's 2009 Fresh Air concert of classic country songs, recorded after the release of his album Country Club. John Doe co-founded the punk band X in the 70s. Let's do another song. By let's, I mean you. another song.
You can join in.
No, thank you. Okay. From the new CD, and I have another request, and this is Stop the World and Let Me Off. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say a couple of words about why you chose it?
Actually, James Infelt, who's a singer in Los Angeles, has done this song for years. And I would see him do it once in a while. There's a festival called the Hootenanny. Saw him do it there, and it's just such a great song. So let's get the tempo here. Da, da, da. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop the world and let me on. I'm tired of going round and round. I've played the game of love and loss. So stop the world and let me off. My world is shattered, don't you see? You no longer care for me. Miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this? Stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I played the game of love and lost. So stop the world and let me off. Oh, stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I played the game of love and lost. Oh, stop the world and let me off.
That's great. That's Stop the World by John Doe and the Sadies. And they're here performing live in the studio. We have John Doe on vocals and guitar, Travis Good on lead guitar, and Sean Dean on bass. And their CD, Country Club, is an album of country classics and originals. And I'm really grateful that they're here performing live for us today. John, have you met any of the great country songwriters, either ones whose work you do on the CD? I know some of them are dead, but not all of them. Or other great ones over the years.
Yeah, I met several singers. I met Johnny Cash at the first Farm Aid, and I've met Merle Haggard a few times. He's such a nut.
Really?
Yeah. He just goes off on these tangents, and he just, you know, holds forth, and he's just, but he's really good about it. You know, he's nice about it. There's a little bit of the, like, you know, jailhouse, like, I'm going to tell you a story and you're going to listen.
Well, he's spending enough time in jail to justify that.
Well, a little bit, you know. And there's plenty, of course, that you wish you would have met. I wish you would have met Roger Miller.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought him up, because you do a Roger Miller song I really love on the CD, Husbands and Wives. And I'll confess, it took me a long time to come around to Roger Miller. I'd always meet songwriters who admired Roger Miller, and all I knew were hits from the 60s that I really hated, like King of the Road, Dang Me, and England Swing Like a Pendulum Do. And I thought, what exactly do you like? You know? But it turns out he's really a great songwriter.
Well,
there's some great ballads.
It was hard to find a song that we felt we could pull across, because a lot of them are really sort of jokey, and it was sort of a great melody on all of them and great wordplay. But I think because it was kind of common knowledge, they were all taking amphetamines to beat the band. And so,
was that right?
Oh, I think so. I don't think I'm blowing anybody's cover. I mean, Waylon Jennings talks about it all the time in his book. Anyway, that's sort of, I think, where some of it came from. That's where the jokey, like, I'm really not taking this seriously, you know. But the one thing about country music, to go back to another question, about why I wouldn't, people would say, you have such a great voice, you should do this sort of record. And I thought, well, if I do that and it has the smooth Nashville background, it's going to be exactly what people hate about country music, which is too soft and too weepy and too, you know, all these negative things about country. Whereas with the Sadies, it's really rough, not up, you know, like rough and tumble, you know, it's got a serious edge. And even as much as we tried to smooth it out, you can't smooth that. You can't smooth these guys out. Sorry.
I understand what you're saying. Well, I want you to do Husbands and Wives, the Roger Miller song. And, I mean, he does have some great ballads, including More and More, I Miss You Less and Less.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose this one? You said you were looking for a ballad, didn't want to do one of the jokey songs.
Thank goodness. I think it was, we thought about doing Engine Number 9, but that also has this sort of funny thing. I was hoping I could sing Baltimore and, you know, and bring back the hometown. But I think just of people splitting up, you know, and or the other people that you admire who stay together, you know, which is, and it's just a beautiful song.
It is. Why don't you do it for us?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Two lonely hearts broken, looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride's the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can, some can't, and some can. Two lonely hearts broken, looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride's the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can, some can't, and some can.
That's great. That's John Doe singing and playing guitar in our studio with Travis Good featured on lead guitar and Sean Dean on bass. Well, it has just been great to have you all here. I'm so grateful to you for performing for us. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
It's an honor, you know.
Our concert and interview with John Doe was recorded last year after the release of his album Country Club.